In a 1950s novel, there's a scene in which four men confess their sins to one another. So writes Marvin Williams. He says, one of the men, named Michelis, cries out, how can God let us live on the earth? Why doesn't he kill us to purify creation? Because, Michelis, one of the other men answered, God is a potter. He works in mud. My friend, this is literally what the Lord did, isn't it? In Genesis. It says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. A friend of mine has had a double lung reduction, and he explains to me the best that he can what it's like to try to expel air, actually carbon dioxide, from lungs that have gotten too elongated. He says that people who don't have that surgery can literally fail to expel the used air within those lungs. So it's not a shortage of air coming in, but rather the inability to breathe out the air that has been used and thus converted to carbon dioxide. Let me ask you this. Where are you in terms of the breath of life that God has breathed into you? Listen to that again. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and then man became a living being. Let me just ask you a question as we prepare to go to prayer. If God had fashioned Adam out of the dust of the ground, as the Bible says that he did, and if God had chosen never to go back and breathe into that mud, that dirt, is it true that it would have remained dirt and would never have become the living being that Adam became? Well, if you say, certainly, that is true, then I would say to you, come to understand that God has created you. He's created me in his own image. And in Christ Jesus, he has literally breathed life into us spiritually. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. Hess puts it this way. In his own image, God created man. He formed his body from the dust of earth. But more than that, to all who are in Christ, he gives eternal life by second birth. My friend, God is the only one who can make the dirty clean. He's the only one that can take a lump of clay and breathe life into it. And so it is, as we go to prayer today, I would ask you to consider, where are you in terms of breathing in the breath of God each and every day? How's your prayer life? How's your study time as you take the Word of God, which he has declared is the only nutrition that the Holy Spirit in you can feast upon? Man doesn't live by bread alone, Jesus would say, but by what? That's right. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How do we let God breathe into us today? Number one, we trust Christ as our Savior. Have you done that? If not, remember this. The word is near you. It's in your mouth. That if you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will literally come and take up residence in you. And then as you pray, the Holy Spirit translates even those groanings too deep for us to interpret and takes them to the throne room of heaven. And then finally, as we feast upon the Word of God, we get to know what's on God's heart. And as we develop that intimate relationship, here's the promise. I'm breathing life into you today, sir. I'm breathing life into you, ma'am. I am the only one true and living God. I will be with you today and always, even to the end of this life. And in Christ, I'll take you in to a place where the air is so pure. Your eye has not seen, your ear has not heard, neither can you imagine how grand and glorious heaven will be for those who trust my Son, Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in today, and I pray for myself, that we would feast upon your word, that we would have fellowship with those who believe and who are looking to heaven as the ultimate destination, And I pray that we would change lives one life at a time in this earthly pilgrimage, that when we stand before you on that day, you'll be able to say to us, my son, my daughter, well done. You have been a good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy that I have prepared here in heaven for you. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for that. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.